Okay, somewhere only we know. I guess I used to re remember that place. Well, it's not going to get there. We're not going to have nuclear war. It's not going to happen. Not in our times. No one is going to be that successful. And if Donald Trump wants to make me laugh, let him tell me that he's going to be successful in taking us into nuclear war. It's not going to happen. And if he does do it, oh yes. Now the other, there is another. Okay. Oh boy. Yeah. There is the 100% free will. We've had many Groundhog Day experiences, but all the times where we did have nuclear war, in every case, Donald Trump was mostly responsible for starting the war. No one else. It was him. And of course, what did he do? He blamed someone else. Russia, he blamed someone else. But he was mostly responsible. And he's been pulled from different directions. It depends the time of day who he's with. Elon, his father, even now Putin. He's been pulled from different directions. That's another reason why he is so crazy. I mean, really crazy. And anyone in their right mind would not go and make a speech and say that they're going to take back Gaza and they're going to own Gaza. I mean, hey, I can discern the Ayatollah. I know what they're thinking. Like, I can go into their head. I know what they're thinking. And they're not happy. And I said this many years ago when it comes to Palestine. Make sure you treat that situation very good. Otherwise, we're going to be at war with Iran. We got to be very careful. Now, those with the pen will verify this. 80% of the Jewish people that live in Israel, do they all have a past life memory of being killed or seriously injured as a result of receiving a nuclear warhead attack? Take your time and do the penum and those who have the gift to discern if that's true. It is true. I remember discerning a beautiful Jewish woman, and she came in to see me, and I went back into her other incarnations. And what got her to come and see me, she had an issue with her eyes, but she also had an issue whereby when she would be driving her car, if she heard a siren, let's say it was an ambulance or a fire truck, it doesn't matter what it is, she would freak right out. She would actually freak out. She would be paralyzed. She can't drive the car anymore. That's because in another incarnation in Israel, those sirens she heard before the nuclear warhead was coming. She heard the sound of those sirens in the other incarnation. She has a memory. And of course, if there's any sort of crash or big bang, that's even worse. But this was a reality. Then I discerned what she went through, how people were just crazy and they were killing the children, raping the women. It was just a very, very bad situation. On my watch, that's not going to happen. Mr. Trump will not be successful in bringing that to the state of Israel. Even Benjamin, I mean, he really doesn't want this casino. I mean, he doesn't want that. But if he's not able to say no to Mr. Trump, he has to resign. He has to resign. He cannot stay any longer. He has to go fast because the matrix is going to go against him. I know that. This is too serious. We're at serious times. We're not here to, this is not the game that the matrix is going to play this time around, where you got a bunch of world leaders that are busy having their whiskey and everything else every night or whatever, and you've got in one day 8,000 troops being killed, and they're having a cocktail drink. They're thinking about hey, we're winning a war because we've killed more than 50,000 more than the other side. That's BS. That will not happen. That absolutely will not. The matrix has changed where that is not to happen. I won't say how it's changed in another way. I won't say it. But you will see it over time, what will happen. But it will not be these troops going and sacrificing their life for people who have a hidden agenda to destroy this planet. It's not going to happen. I just got my energy back. Wow. What the heck? This is really good. And I say to the Canadian people, do not be afraid. We're going to be okay. And if Jeff Bezos, Basil, whatever his name is, from Amazon, he wants to go into Quebec and he wants to play this economic game in the spirit realm, working with Elon Musk and Trump, and to basically disrupt our economy and have these plants shut down because of a union situation, which I believe it's only one plant was unionized and only for a year. I may have the facts wrong. It doesn't matter. But to simply have 2,000 people fired, loss of income, and then you've got to wait for someone to sue you to be what? I can't even think of the word to say. It's so disgusting. But that he's so rich that he would not come up with a package, a good package, and look after all these people and look after the landlords that have real estate, look after them all correctly, that he has to be sued. What would he think if everyone just stopped purchasing through Amazon? But he doesn't care. He's a billionaire. That's what the problem is. They're so rich, they don't care. Then Elon, in one of his manufacturing car plants, fires 6,000, whatever it is, workers. And they go into work, they have a pass card to go to the gate, and the pass card doesn't work. That's how they found out they lost their job. So as the politicians meet this weekend, I suggest that you come up with a plan, an economic plan, dealing with these economic butchers. When the plants are closed down like this, there has to be some recourse back to Amazon and other individuals. There has to be, and they have to be taught a good lesson. And we definitely have to diversify, and we need to look at other trade partners, and we have to make sure that we are not held hostage. And the father, the matrix, will not allow Trump to threaten us with any sort of military action. You don't need to worry about that. The rest of the world would not allow him to do it. I'm so sad that I've got to do this broadcast. And I don't know what part of the world that you live in, but I know where we are in Canada. I spoke to someone in Philadelphia. It was a gloomy day, a gloomy day. And I spoke to someone in Florida today. It was overcast. It wasn't really a nice day. In Ontario, it wasn't really a nice day. So I asked, I said, what is the energy that is upon us? What is this energy all about? And those of you on the 6th that listen to this on the 6th, think about yesterday, the 5th. What was your day? Was it gloomy wherever you were? And so I asked again, what is this all about? And I discerned the answer came back that the planet Earth is very soon imminent to have World War III. And that's what that energy was all about. And so whenever I say something like this, I don't want you to go to bed and worry. When I say something crazy and truthful like this, you know that I'm going to work hard to change it. You know that. Okay? You know that. And I've been doing that for the past 2 years. And it was like 4 years ago, the weather forecasters, they were pretty good. They were able to predict what, you know, 7 days from now would be like, you know, what tomorrow would be like. But I really started working in the last 2.5, 3 years working on the Matrix. And particularly in the last year, I was working very aggressively in changing the Matrix. And now my clients will call me, and when the weather's really bad, they ask, are you working on the Matrix today? Oh, yes. And I said, 3 more days. And there was three more days of bad weather. And then the fourth day, I say, it's done. The work is all done. So the work that I do is directly connected to weather conditions, 100%. With the Panem, verify, is that true? Yeah, it is. It is 100% true. So I'm asking all of you to, Canadians, Americans, the world, the EU, Ireland, everybody, India, everybody, Germany, everybody, Iran, everybody, Israel, everyone. Don't work with the president to take us into World War III. I'm asking you. Don't do it. And anything and everything you do with him, move slowly again, because the Matrix changes every day. So one day you may owe him $100 billion, then the next day you owe him nothing because of the Matrix being constantly changed. Let me ask if there's anything else to do. No, there's nothing else. Only thing I got to do, again, is I said it yesterday, I was, you're listening, but I'm going to thank everyone again for really helping me and having certain people around the world to be aware of this broadcast. And again, this broadcast you're listening today, it's going to be taken down permanently at 5 o'clock. And if you're able to help in any of the work that I'm doing, if you're able to get the message out, you know, please do this. But don't go crazy, okay? I'm just talking about to people verbally, nothing else. And know that every day that I do something, what we've been doing is we are making it better. And if I did not do what I was doing, we would already be in World War III. Panelim, verify that. Is that true? Yeah, it's true. Okay, so we're good. And let me see one more time if I have to say and do anything more. No. Now, Panem people, verify is my burnout less than 5% right now. I think part of what this burnout was all about was the fact that I had to do this message, that I had pressure to do this message. I had to do the message. And so I've done it. Now I can relax, and I plan to sleep pretty good at night. And I don't know what my assignment will be for tomorrow, but I'm going to be good tomorrow. I'm not going into an ambulance. I'm not doing. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to relax. It is now, what time is it? It's now just about 18. It's about, what is it, 25 to 4, roughly. You know, 23 minutes, 22, whatever it is. So I'm good. And I want to say I love all of you. And I want to say, address to the RCMP, CSIS, all the police agencies, I'm looking out for you. And I'm doing some work for you that I can't discuss, but it's all good. And protect police to the best of your ability. Everything is to the best of your ability. When you swear an oath, you always say to the best of your ability afterwards. Make sure, and don't forgive anyone. And you just simply let go of your anger and your revenge. Very, very important. And I'm hoping that the border security, yeah, security, that's it. You know, that's been one of my words that throughout my life I've had a problem with. And, you know, it's just, again, my genetics, particularly when I'm tired, you know, I will stumble on words and I can't get over it. But I mean, when I was Einstein, I did the same thing. You know, it's just who I am. And whatever who you are, that's it. That's why we should not judge or criticize, you know, complain, you know. And another reason is that we're all in this as actors, and even Trump is an actor, and he's reading his lines. So at the end of the day, because this is the Matrix, we haven't done anything wrong, even though it appears we have. You always have to remember that. Those with the pendulum, is it true in the Matrix? Is it possible for us to do anything wrong? Let me double check that. He says wishful thinking. You can still do something wrong. Okay. So take that back. Leave that in the broadcast. Leave that in. I want people to know that there must be a reason why he had me do that. So he's saying to me, no, you can still do something wrong. So you can still do something wrong and get your ass whipped. So that this is it. So what you do is we try to do the best thing. But the main thing is what we got to do is try not to harm anyone. That's it. That's what we got to do. And when you're thinking about that, try not to harm yourself. Very, very, very important. You got to do this. And don't harm animals. Some people like to harm animals. Do not, please, do not harm animals. Don't do it. Okay, I think we're done here. Hang on. He says it's 100% truthful. Is that true? Do the pendulum. Yeah, it is. Yeah, except for the other part about what I just went over. I mean, that is hilarious. Okay, that's going to be my joke for tonight. Anyways, so here we go. I don't know what I'm going to do, if I'm going to do another broadcast next week or following week. I don't know, because I was told because of this broadcast, I may have to cool it a little bit, you know, so even though I want to do every second week, and I said yesterday I would do every second week, whatever I said, but I may have to change that beyond my control, because this information has to be able to circulate in the Matrix around the planet, and in such a way that it will be changed, that we're going to be able to avoid a lot of the issues. Now he's telling me. Now he says, I said there was nothing more. Then he says, no, let's talk about this. And so one of the things that we have to be careful about is that Trump is getting rid of all the people of the light in the U.S. government. And so the 3 million administrative workers, they're mostly of the light. The CIA, mostly of the light, that he's getting rid of. He's getting rid of a lot of people. Having Elon Musk. You know, it's really crazy that he's got records, data records of all American citizens. And there is a direct conflict of interest. You know, they have their businesses, and they are running their businesses at the same time they are running the country. In Canada, if a politician did that, and the way they blatantly do what they do, they would be forced to resign. In Canada, we wouldn't have a prime minister that would be allowed to do that. And so you know there's something really wrong with what they're doing and how they're doing, and they're firing everybody. It's not good, and they're replacing them mostly with people who are very, very dark. So this is a real serious, serious issue. And at the end of the day, if Trump does something really illegally, he's going to have everyone in place that will not be able to do him any harm in the government. So that's it. That's what's going on. And so I say good luck to the American people. And if you get harmed in any way through Trump's policies, never forgive him. Just let go of your anger and your revenge. Never, never forgive him. Don't do that. And never curse him. Don't ever curse him. He wants you to do that. So you create some sort of karmic debt in another incarnation. Don't do it. You never curse him, and you never forgive, and you let go of your anger and revenge. And that goes true for all Canadians, all citizens of the world. Okay, is that done now? Let me ask. Oh, it's something else. Hang on. What the heck could that be? Hang on. Oh, okay. Okay, we're good. There truly is a God. That's number one. There truly is a God. And there truly is a Christ entity. There's no question. And that Christ entity is working through me. Okay? You know, verify it. You know, do the pendulum, verify. Okay? You've already verified, many of you, you've already verified it. But the main thing that God wants everyone to know that he/she loves everyone, absolutely loves you, loves everyone. And for you to be able to love God, you have to go back and love yourself. So the more that you love yourself, it is the more that you love God. And the more that you love yourself and you love God, it's the more that you love God's creation. Remember that. Love yourself. Okay, I think we got it. Let me see one more time. That's it. Okay, I'm saying goodbye, and my name is Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio, and it is 4:45, and it is the 5th of February for historic records. So, bye-bye. Thank you. Love you. I see the moon. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Will I ride or wrong down the waterfall? Wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. Instead, well, when my feet are weak and my pain walks down.
Thank you.